This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.
Access all areas on FUBAR Radio.
To start the show, a bit of Donna Summer. Unfortunately, we don't have Lizzie with us today for Access All Areas. We've got the very talented, exceptionally clever journalist, Kate Randall.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Thanks for having me.
It's really exciting to have you here,
I'm
Kate.
I'm very excited to be here.
We have a very exciting show coming up as well. People that you'll, I'm sure you'll love.
Yep.
Ben Haynow.
Hey now.
X Factor winner from 2014. He's going to be on the phone to have a little chat. Reggie and Bolly. Do you remember?
Remember them. Should have won it.
Should have won over Louisa Johnson,
yeah.
Right? Yeah, they'll be here in the studio, actually, to talk about their new single, This Is The Life. Because
it is.
And I want to obviously quiz them about...
the impending baby pain.
Baby pain, Cheryl's baby. They were obviously mentored by Cheryl back in, when were they on?
2015.
We also have CeCe Sammy on the phone to talk about Comic Relief and Michelle Panetta to talk about hot yoga.
All my friends do hot yoga.
Do they?
They do.
Why? I think it sounds... kind of unpleasant.
They love it. They're all addicted to it. They do it once and then they can't get enough of it.
Is it actually, does it help you lose weight?
Apparently, my friend lost a lot of weight.
Really?
When she did it for her wedding, she lost about stone just through hot yoga.
A stone?
A stone.
I had no idea that it was...
Let's all do hot yoga.
Yeah, well, we'll be finding out all about it. Bringing hot yoga to the UK. I mean, yeah, it's definitely a thing at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah.
I know you're big into Barry's Boot Camp,
aren't
you?
Barry's Boot Camp, yes.
What does that involve?
That involves a lot of torture, really. You go on the treadmill.
Okay.
And you run at different speeds and different inclines. Mm-hmm. And then you do lots of weights for an hour.
Ooh.
But it's the place where all the stars go.
Yeah, they do, don't they? You've got some big names go to your Barry's Boot Camp class.
David Beckham. Guy Ritchie.
Ooh. Oh, I fancy Guy Ritchie. No.
I did until I saw him in Barry's.
Oh, really? Why?
He's not very good. He's not very fit.
Is he not?
No.
He's quite buff, though. He looks kind of buff.
Yeah, but he gives up halfway through.
So what's the point? Once you've spent your money, you know.
He's got too much money, hasn't he?
Yeah. You just think,
I don't like a quitter.
And Guy Ritchie is a quitter.
Yes, you heard
not
it
having
here
that
first. And George Osborne.
One of my favourite politicians.
I
former
know how
Chancellor
much you love
George
him.
Osborne. Love a bit of Brexit chat.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh.
Wow. That's interesting.
Yeah, very interesting.
But I tell you what's more interesting.
What?
Have you heard the breaking Bake Off news?
I have, Stephen. And I can't quite contain my anger.
So for those that don't know, the new Bake Off judges and presenters have been announced. So in addition to Paul Hollywood, who moved from the BBC over to Channel 4, we now have Prue Leith.
Mm.
What do you think of her? She's the new Mary Berry.
She's no Mary Berry.
Ooh, why?
Because Mary Berry's lovely and she's like the grandma everyone wants, and Prue Leith is not.
So Prue Leith is from Great British Menu, isn't she?
Yeah, I just don't think she's got Mary's warmth or just general loveliness or fashion sense.
I know, the fashion sense is actually quite key because Mary Berry's bomber jackets.
I know, no more bomber jackets
no
on
more
the Bake Off.
Or do you think they'll just drag them over and Prue will start wearing them?
Oh, I hope not.
I like Mary when she wears those like dragon print, do you know what I mean? Like satin numbers. They're my favourite.
I like the flower print bomber jacket.
Flower print, yeah,
can't
I can see that.
Or the bright pink outfit.
Oh, yeah, and with her big coiffed hair.
Yeah.
But I think the most shocking news is who's going to present the show. Mm. So taking over from Mel and Sue...
Yep.
British institution.
Yep.
Will be Sandy Toksvig and Noel Fielding.
Yeah, it's not quite the dream duo, is it, that everyone was hoping for?
I mean, do they know one another? I mean, how would they even...
I don't know where they've come up with these people, Sandy and Noel Fielding.
I mean, she's the presenter of QI, you know?
And he hasn't presented anything for years.
Has he ever presented anything? He did the Mighty Boosh, which is acting.
Yeah, and he does like the big quiz of the year on Channel 4.
So that's one job a year.
Well, he doesn't present it, he just appears
he's just on it.
So.
Well, it's going to be an interesting ride.
I don't even know if I'm going to tune in.
I think you will.
I like loyalty and I feel Paul show no loyalty.
Ooh.
And I feel that Love Production have shown no loyalty, so...
Yeah, that was quite a big deal, wasn't it? So they basically turned the BBC down. What was it? They were offering 10 million an episode?
I thought it was like 85 million
for the series
or something like that.
But Channel 4 offered 25 million for like per episode or something like that.
Yeah, something ridiculous.
And Love Production said no thank you to the BBC and moved it over to Channel 4.
As Mel and Sue said, they went with the dough.
They did go with the dough. I mean, I think it's still going to be the same because the format's not changing, is it? But that beginning bit with Mel and Sue, or you know when they go abroad and they're talking about...
Oh, the different
German pastries
yes.
or whatever. That's not going to be the same with Noel Fielding and Sandy Toksvig.
No, not at all. I just don't see how they're going to work as a pairing.
No.
I can't see the dynamics there. Or they might surprise us all. They might be really, really hilarious.
I can see by the look in your eyes you do not believe what you're saying, Kate.
No, I don't. I think it's going to flop.
Flop?
Yeah. Again, you've heard it here first.
I mean, flop is a big word because people are still going to tune in, right? Don't you think?
Well, it got 15 million viewers on the BBC.
I mean,
I know it's not going to get that again,
no.
But anything below 6...
Flop.
It's a flop.
It's a flop
in my eyes.
Yeah, it's an interesting one, isn't it? It's we'll have to wait and see, I guess. We've got a couple of, when's it usually on? August time, something like
August,
that?
August, yeah.
So we've got a couple of months for them to stew on it, to actually film it.
Yeah.
But there's no guarantee it'll be on at the same time, of course. We don't know that. They
but
don't
we like our Wednesday nights watching Bake Off.
We sure do.
We do.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting ride. I wonder what Mary and Mel and Sue think of the whole thing.
They're probably laughing at this
why?
At this news because it's so awful.
I mean, yeah, I think Sandy's kind of an inspired choice. I do think they've got that. She's got the kind of wit, that kind of dry wit that they kind I can see that. I can't.
You're
see.
You're more of a Sandy fan than I am.
I really am.
You're behind Sandy. I'm not.
but you're just upset that it's moved channels.
Yeah.
Could anyone do it that you would be happy with? Probably not. No, that's a no, isn't it?
No, because I wouldn't have even liked Mel and Sue doing it on Channel 4.
Yeah, true.
So.
You don't like a quitter and you don't like a turncoat.
No, that's I don't.
Those are the rules. Those are the rules.
And once you upset me, that's it.
That's it, no going back.
No.
Right, should we play a quick track and then we'll get our... Well, I should play a couple of tracks and then we'll get our first guest, Cece, on the phone.
Great.
I took a pill in Ibiza to show Avicii I was cool. And when I finally got sober, felt 10 years older, but fuck it was something to do. I'm living out in L.A. I drive a sports car just to prove I'm a real big baller, cause I made $1 million and I spend it on girls and shoes. But you don't wanna be high like me, never really know why like me. You don't ever wanna step off that roller coaster and be all alone. And you don't wanna ride the bus like this, never know who to trust like this. You don't wanna be stuck up on that stage singing, stuck up on that stage singing. Oh, I know a sad soul. Sad souls, darling, all I know are sad souls, sad souls. A reminder of a pop song people forgot. And I can't keep a girl, no. Cause as soon as the sun comes up, I cut them all loose and work's my excuse. But the truth is I can't open up. And you don't wanna be high like me, never really know why like me. You don't ever wanna step off that roller coaster and be all alone. And you don't wanna ride the bus like this, never know who to trust like this. You don't wanna be stuck up on that stage singing, stuck up on that stage singing. Oh, I know our sad souls, sad souls. Darling, all I know our sad souls, sad souls.
Official partner of Stan and Calling 2017. This year's festival is taking place from the 27th to the 30th of July with a lineup which includes
Orbital,
Clean Bandit,
Slaves,
Akala,
Nadia Rose,
as well as DJ sets from Mike Skinner and Murkage, Joe Collar from Hot Chip, and Faithless. FUBAR Radio will be bringing the hottest stand-up talent to the brand new comedy stage, featuring James Acaster. For more information and to buy tickets, go to www.standandcalling.com and keep listening to FUBAR Radio for exclusive offers and giveaways in the lead-up to this summer's big event. FUBAR Radio, an official partner of Stand and Calling.
She played the fiddle in an Irish band, but she fell in love with an Englishman. Kissed her on the neck and then I took her by the hands. And baby, I just wanna dance. I met her on Grafton Street, right side of the bar. She shared a cigarette with me while her brother played the guitar. She asked me, what does it mean, the Gaelic ink on your arm? Said it was one of my friend's songs, do you wanna drink on? She took Jamie as a chaser, Jack for the fun. She got Arthur on the table with Johnny riding a shotgun. Chatted some more, one more drink at the bar. Then put Van on the jukebox, got up to dance. You know she played her fiddle in an Irish band, but she fell in love with an Englishman. Kissed her on the neck and then I took her by the hands. And baby, I just wanna dance with my pretty little Galway girl. And then she beat me at pool. And then she kissed me like there was nobody else in the room. As last orders were called was when she stood on the stool, after dancing to Kaylee singing to trad tunes. I never heard Carrick Fergus ever sung so sweet. Acapella in the bar using her feet for a beat. Oh, I could have that voice playing on repeat for a week. And in this packed out room where she was singing to me. You know she played her fiddle in an Irish band, but she fell in love with an Englishman. Kissed her on the neck and then I took her by the hands. And baby, I just wanna dance, my pretty little Galway girl. Closing time, I was holding her hand was holding mine. Our coats both smell of smoke, whiskey and wine, as we fill up her lungs with the cold air of the night. I walked her home, then she took me inside to finish some Doritos and another bottle of wine. I swear I'm gonna put you in a song that I write about a Galway girl and a perfect night. She played the fiddle in an Irish band, but she fell in love with an Englishman. Kissed her on the neck and then I took her by the hands. And baby, I just wanna dance, my pretty little Galway girl.
Bit of Ed Sheeran Galway girl there. Oh,
lovely.
Are you an Ed Sheeran fan?
I quite like him.
You do?
I'm not a massive fan.
Have you just heard he's been announced as the headliner at Glastonbury?
Oh, has he?
Yeah.
Oh, I did not know that.
Same time as the new Bake Off judges, they announced Ed Sheeran at Glastonbury.
I thought all the headline slots were filled.
Apparently not.
Mm. Yeah, he's meant to be amazing live.
I mean, like, he's not really like a... It's not a big show, though, is it, with an Ed Sheeran thing? You're not getting fireworks and...
Well, no, it's no steps.
It is certainly no steps.
No, but it's, you know, it's a different experience,
certainly
I'd
is,
say.
Certainly is. Shall we speak to someone who knows a lot about singing and dancing?
Yes.
Cece Sammy, are you on the phone?
Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Oh, I'm very good. I've had a wonderful day of coaching again, which I love, showing people how to feel music and enjoy themselves.
Okay, is that for Let's Sing and Dance?
Yes, indeed.
How's it been going?
Oh, incredible. Do you know what I love is the fact that, because I work with many wonderful singers who already know the technique, but in this instance, many of the people have never sung, they've mm-hmm. never danced, and I've always believed and I've said everyone can learn how to sing along with a song. And a lot of these people have started doing that, and they're enjoying themselves.
Really?
Yes, they have.
I kind of find that there are some people that just can't sing.
Yes. Me.
Well, you know, listen. Well, we'll have to have a lesson, won't we?
Oh, ooh, yes,
please.
What I've said to many people is, you know, if you can speak, you can definitely sing. Now, I'm not saying that you have the tone of Aretha Franklin or Bruno Mars, but no, you're either born with that or you're not. But everyone can sing along with a song, and I think actually it's quite healthy for people to do that, because it's the one thing that we all have in common, and that is our love and our passion for music.
That's true. Mm. Now, Let's Sing and Dance for Comic Relief is obviously doing very well. Who have been your standout stars so far?
Oh, do you know, people always ask me that, and I honestly don't have any favourite people. The reason being that I love every genre of music in different types. Mm. And so for me, sometimes I love listening to someone simply because they have the passion when they sing. For someone else, it's the range that they have when they sing really high and really low. So it really depends on how I feel in that moment.
Okay.
And it's very exciting because this weekend, actually, we've got many different genres that you would hear. I would really encourage you to have a look at it. And
yeah,
it's all about giving back and donating for, you know, people who are suffering. It's about free from poverty. It's about people who are really sick. That's what Comic Relief is about. So
yeah.
It's about having fun and not just trying to stand up there and prove yourself to be a singer's singer.
Yeah.
It's taking the attempt to try to sing and encourage people to donate.
So who have we got coming up this weekend show?
This weekend we've got Stefan Dom.
Ooh.
We've got Alison Hammond.
Ooh, okay.
We've got Sally, which you would know Sally actually from Coronation Street, and she is amazed because she's like, I never sang before. I never thought of myself like this. Now I feel like I can. And again, they're all doing it for the purpose of getting people to donate money for people who are underprivileged. So I think it's wonderful.
That does sound like a good lineup, to be fair. It's obviously not the only thing you've been involved with this year. I was actually down at Eurovision You Decide, and I believe you were one of the judges there with Sophie Spexler and Bruno Tognoli. How did you find that? We're obviously sending Lucy Jones.
Yes, which is very exciting. Actually, we had her music video released recently. And again, I'm so excited about that because there is so much talent that we have here in our country. And I think it's really important for us to look at it from a bigger picture, which is whatever happens in terms of the context of the rest of the world, etc., we need to encourage our own people and tell them to stand up and feel free to express themselves, and we must support them. It's really important, and that is what Eurovision is about. It's been one of the first programs that started where it was a competition, and right now we're really encouraging people to think young, think of every age, think of standing up and encouraging each other, and that's again what music is about. I repeat myself, I know, but music truly is a universal language, so I really want to encourage everyone out there again for Eurovision. Just get behind her and support her in what she does.
Do you think that, because obviously it's actually a really good song, I think, to be fair, in Eurovision standards. Do you think that something like the Brexit vote is going to make a difference?
You know, it could or it might not. But this is why I bring it back to, it's not about what happens in that instant.
Mm-hmm.
I think it is that people need to look at it, that we've got so much talent here, and it's important for us not just to see the negative, but to look at the positive and support our people from our country. We can't say what other people will say, but we know that we can take a stance in what we want to talk about and encouraging other people.
Yeah, that's a nice way of thinking. Obviously, you've done loads of shows. Looking at the lineup of shows you've done, what has been some of your standout moments throughout your career?
A lot of what I love is, like I said, working with different types of genres, but I think that's my personality. One day I want to hear rock, the next day I want to hear some jazz, the next day I want to hear some classical.
Okay.
So that's what I love about my job. But in so saying, there's a lot of new stuff that I'm doing that is new ground for me. I have a passion about seeing music become a compulsory in schools right across our country.
Mm.
So I've been doing several masterclasses, and I'm very excited, actually, because I've been doing a lot of work with the Department for Culture, Media and Sport in our country. Yes.
Unexpected, but okay.
Yes. And I've been speaking to a lot of them, actually, and they have been supporting me in what I've done, because I've been in the business for 22 years, and they've encouraged me and invited me actually next week to be a part of the Diversity Forum of the Arts, which is happening next week at Abbey Road Studios. And yes, when I arrive there next week, I have lots to say, which I shall.
Good. I can imagine that you do, Cece, because you're a person that likes to talk and perform. You know, that's a good thing. I think that's a really good thing, and you're not ashamed of that. I like that.
No, I'm not ashamed of it at all. Do you know? Actually, I shall tell you something. That there was a man called Liberace.
I've heard of him.
Exactly. Liberace took classical to the masses. Now, you see, that is who inspired me. I never met him. Bear that in mind. Mm-hmm. But I happened to be at home watching TV as a little girl, and as I saw him, I saw the rings, I saw the jewelry, I saw the dogs, I saw all of it, and I thought, you know what, that is what I want to do, working in the entertainment industry with playing the piano and just being brave and being big in what I do, not small but big.
And do you think that's ever worked against you, though? Because if sometimes in an industry environment, people want to put you in a category, put you in a box. Do you think it's ever worked against you?
Yes, I'm quite certain that it would have. But the way that I think is, I'm not going to be paying attention to what people want to say about me in a negative way. If they want to, they can do that anyhow. Now, I always believed in this, that I've got to believe in myself, even when I'm feeling at my lowest. And I believe in that even more so now, because I have a daughter, she's 5 years old, and 4 months after I had her, I had a fully ruptured brain aneurysm.
Oh my goodness.
And basically, I almost died. I was a big smoker, because it never affected my voice, and unfortunately, you know, it's not good to smoke because of things like that. Mm-hmm. And anyway, so I was not well. I could not walk and I could not speak. Wow. And it reinforced when I was able to sort of get better, when I came out of ICU and I got better, it cemented what I've always believed in, which is, you know, if you cannot look at yourself from that negative place. Mm-hmm. You've got to always believe in yourself. And it's not just when you're feeling happy. It's when you're feeling very low. You've got to take the moment to find things that will encourage you. So, for instance, when I was very ill, when I almost died, and the doctors, everyone said, look, she's not going to be able to walk. For me, it was music that, again, inspired me, where I'd be like, you know what? No, I'm going to listen to positive music. I'm going to listen to something that makes me want to get up. Even if it's just one step I can take and that makes a difference, that's enough. Tomorrow, maybe I can make 2 steps. The day after that, I can make 3 steps. And so I bring it back to, do I get negative things that have stopped me? I'm sure, yes, I have. And I want to tell everyone that it's important to think positive. That's what life is about. Life is too short for us not to think in that way.
What a lovely attitude to have. Yes. I like that. So how many more weeks have we got for Let's Sing and Dance?
Oh, we've got 2 more weeks, this weekend and the following weekend. So I would like to say to everyone out there, please support all the star acts, the celebrities, because they're working very hard. And again, like I said, many of them, most of them, they cannot sing and they cannot dance, but they've learned how to spend the time to learn how to sing along with a song and how to dance with the help and the support of dancers around them. So let's support them. It's all about raising funds.
Well, I'm definitely looking forward to seeing Alison Hammond, seeing as she was very good on Strictly a couple of years
ago. She's brilliant.
She was. Honestly, I'll say, just watch out for all of them. They've all spent the time. And yes, today we were working very hard. Tomorrow we will be working hard again. And then Saturday, bam, we are live.
I can't wait. So we will be tuning in. What time is it on Saturday?
At 6:45 it's been, but I would say double check just in case there's a slight change, because
that's always possible. I've made that mistake before.
BBC One, yes. So BBC One, and it will be anytime 6:45, but do check the time just in case it's a slight change.
Yes, got it. Okay, Cece, well, thanks so much for speaking to us today. It's been a real pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we'll be tuning in on Saturday at 6:45, maybe.
Yeah, a little bit before, a little bit after.
Exactly.
Really nice, and good luck with it.
And by the way,
oh, yes.
Do you guys want to sing me a little song?
No.
Oh, no, 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 no. I am a person that cannot sing.
Oh, well, then we will definitely have to meet, because when people tell me that, I'm like, well, we have to do some exercises.
Oh,
okay, so I'm going to hold you to that. Yeah.
I like the idea of this, Cece.
Some goo, goo, goo and gee, gee, gee.
Okay.
Well, it looks like that's our weekend sorted.
Exactly. Okay, wonderful.
Well, thank you so much, Cece, and we'll be tuning in on Saturday.
Take care. Bye.
Thank you. Bye. What a lovely woman.
Yes.
I mean, and now you've got singing lessons.
I know, I cannot wait. Can't wait for a bit of karaoke to perform.
What are you going
to
perform, though?
Well, my song at the moment... Well, I always do All That Jazz.
From Chicago, yeah.
I know him so well.
What are they called?
From Chess, Elaine Page and Barbara Dixon.
That's it, yeah.
Yep, oh, that's all the classic. And Britney.
Who is one of your favourite artists of all time, Kate?
Victoria Beckham.
Do you fancy listening to a bit of Victoria Beckham?
Oh my god, yes.
Not Such an Innocent Girl.
Really underrated song. She's an underrated pop star.
She really was. So yes. Let's play her now.
Let's play her.
Let's go. need to catch your phone and raise that number, don't call him back, 'cause he don't deserve that. And when you see him in the club, just flip your hair, don't show him.
How good is that?
Amazing. I love a Little Mix.
That was like a good couple of minutes for you, wasn't it?
Oh, well, Victoria Beckham, Not Such an Innocent Girl. I still believe that should have got to number one. A travesty that it didn't.
What did it get beaten by?
Kylie, Can't Get You Out of My Head.
It's a good call, to be fair. It's a good song.
VB only got to number six.
Oh, that can't have gone down well.
No. It was a really, really sad time for me.
Were you actually upset at the time?
Yeah, I felt really sorry for her because I think she's a great pop star.
What is it you like about VB so much?
Everything.
Give me more info.
Just her dry sense of humour.
Dry sense of humour. She likes to talk about her dry British sense of humour.
How she's really, really funny.
Yeah.
I don't know. She's just... I liked her from the first moment I saw her on Fully Booked in 1996.
Fully Booked. Now, you've actually been in the same room as Victoria Beckham, haven't you?
I have, twice.
Twice. What was that like?
Well, I had to like really sort of calm myself down because she is my ultimate celeb.
Right.
Absolute ultimate. It was amazing. She looked...
What were the events?
It was a fashion show.
Mm-hmm.
And the Spice Girls getting back together for... Well, they didn't get back together for Viva Forever, that really good musical.
Oh, yes.
The one where she kind of stood away from the rest of the girls.
She turned up with her family so that...
Oh, no, this was at the press launch.
Ah.
And she... I think she stayed for about half an hour because she had to get back to LA to put Harper to bed.
I friggin' love Victoria Beckham.
Because she's a real hands-on mum.
Real hands-on mum.
Yeah.
V busy.
Yeah.
V busy. Yeah, with the kids and her life. Isn't she fascinating?
Yeah, it's just she's juggling glass balls all the time.
Read that quite a few times from Victoria Beckham. Now, we just played some Little Mix, didn't we? Now, there's some news about Little Mix this week. What is it?
Wow. Apparently, odds are... Well, bookies' odds are they're 4-1 to split up. Perry posted a picture of the group but cut Jessie out of it.
Yes.
I mean, she claims it's because Jessie didn't like any of the photos of her, so instead of just not posting it, she just cut Jessie out. And
but she didn't even fully cut her out. She just cut her half out.
Yeah, you can kind of see a little bit on the side. So you know she's there.
Yeah.
But yeah, poor Jessie.
Well, and then Jessie went on to post 7 pictures of her in the outfit on Instagram. So I have to say props to my boyfriend Johnny, who's listening right now, because he pointed this out to me before it even went to press. And maybe he should work in journalism. That's what I'm saying.
Does he want a job?
We can get him a job. People are going like up in arms about this, aren't they?
Yeah, I just... They know what the media's like. They know what fans are like, so... She must know what's going to happen if she does something like that.
Yeah.
You can't just...
But she did say just straight away, didn't she, in the
caption? Yeah, that it was because Jessie didn't like the photos.
But wouldn't you just pick another photo?
Well, yeah, it would just be like, Jessie, what photo do you like then? Let's choose...
One of the 7 that you posted.
Yeah. But obviously Perry thought she looked great in that one, so...
Yeah.
I mean, we've all done it.
I've cropped people out many a time.
I haven't cropped people out. It's just there's a good picture of me. The rest don't care what the others look like. I'm like, that's going on.
That's the one to go.
Like, Kate, I'm eating. Don't care. I look beautiful.
I think it's actually been way blown up out of proportion, to be honest. I think that it probably was like one picture where they were just like, no, she was like, no, don't put me in that. And then it just, everyone's taken it to be a slight.
I do feel that they actually... like each other.
Yeah.
It's not like Girls Aloud or anything like that.
Girls.
Or Spice Girls. They do are genuine friends.
Yeah.
Um,
why do you think that is? There's something about them that's
I don't know, I think they were all just thrown together, weren't they, for X Factor. I was sort of told they were in this band, had no choice in it really, if they still wanted to become a pop star.
will never make it as a solo artist.
Yeah, so you've got to be... And I think nobody expected them to do anything. Mm-hmm. Everyone expected them to flop.
Flop, yeah.
So they just... They're bonded and they really, really like each other.
Well, not according to the papers.
Well, not according to us horrible journalists. But
yeah, I mean, I think I would be very surprised if those odds came true. I think they've got they're really riding a peak at the minute.
Yeah, and they've got their tour up in November, which my niece is going to, which is very, very exciting.
How old
about.
Is your niece?
She's 8.
So this is the problem with children, women of a certain age, and gay men. We all like the same thing. Yeah. I would go to the same concert as an 8-year-old girl and probably be more excited and have the money to buy the merchandise.
Oh, yeah. I'm actually quite jealous that she's going. I was like, oh, can I come with you?
No.
No. She's being taken by an adult. She's not going. She's not travelling to the ocean on her own.
I'll have a glass of wine, please.
With her fake ID.
Yeah, I mean, I think Little Mix have got some... some what's the word? Some life in them yet.
Oh, yeah. And they're still very young.
They won a Nickelodeon award, didn't they, in America?
Wow. They won a Nickelodeon award.
I mean, that benchmark of success.
I mean,
the Nickelodeon
who wants a Grammy?
Award.
I just want a Nickelodeon award. But no.
Wouldn't you rather have a People's Choice? Because they're voted by the people.
People's Choice, Because that's what it really means, because the fans are voting.
Like the National Television Awards,
Yeah, because you wouldn't be anywhere without the fans.
I cannot wait till the day I get to say that.
Oh, yeah.
When I'm famous.
Oh, you will be. You will be. I want you to thank me as well.
Yeah, fine. Thank you, my fans.
Thanks
for being there since
the beginning.
My main fan,
Kate Randall.
Kate Randall, there since the beginning. But there has been some other X Factor news. I don't know if you saw it today. Honey G. Remember her?
Oh. How could you forget Honey G?
H to the O to the N to the E to the Y to the G. It's Honey G. She has made a shocking career move.
I have not seen this. What is her shocking career move?
You haven't
heard
this shocking career move. Now, what do you do when things haven't gone your way, but you want to earn a large amount of money in a short amount of time, and you're famous?
Become an escort?
No, Honey G has not become an escort. Good thinking. She's doing panto.
Panto!
It's basically the same thing.
That's what I want to do when I'm famous. I want to be doing panto.
You have to work like Christmas Eve.
Just for 1 year. Because I bet you get paid loads.
Wouldn't you get paid more just doing like a sponsorship deal with like some nail brand or something?
Yeah, but poor old Honey G's not going to get a sponsorship with a nail brand.
Yeah, that's a fair point, to be honest.
But they look like they're fun. I went to panto on Christmas Eve.
Did you?
Loved every minute of it.
Who was in it?
It was some man from Emmerdale.
Right. Don't even remember his name.
No. I think he was one of the brothers.
The one with the brother on Emmerdale.
No, there's Jimmy, it's one of the brothers.
Right.
People who watch Emmerdale will be familiar with these brothers.
Okay, yeah.
The King brothers. He's one of the King brothers.
Yes, okay.
He was Captain Hook. Very good.
Where was this?
Oh, Stevenage. Gordon Craythorne. Yeah, great.
Wow. Who knew? Who knew that the lofty heights your career aspirations get to?
But what is Honey G? Who is Honey G playing?
Well, we don't know that yet. We just know that she's signed up to a panto.
A panto.
I'm going to imagine she's like going to be Dick Whittington or something.
Oh.
It's Honey G time.
I think she just might be like...
It's Dickie W time.
She might just sort of be this funny person that...
No real
in.
Role.
No, just sort of like, oh, it's Honey G. Because she won't take her sunglasses off, will she?
Do you remember when she did take her sunglasses off, though, on the Alan Carr show?
Yeah.
We broke that news on OK Online and people went absolutely fucking nuts for it.
Well, you want to see what she looks like.
You do. And what she looks like is David Cameron. Which is unexpected for a rapper.
Well, yeah.
Rapping hasn't really worked out for her as a career path.
Well,
but
what about that great single she had?
H to the O to the N to the E to the Y.
It did really well, didn't it?
Yeah, it was like number 22.
I don't even think it made the charts.
Did it
babes.
Not?
No.
Well, you know, not all good music makes the charts. I'm a massive Sophie Ellis Bextor fan.
Yep. but she beat VB to number one, didn't she?
She did. In the year 2000, so 17 years ago.
17 years ago, yeah, but I'd still like hang on to that. It's a great song.
What, Groove Jet?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is a good song, to be fair. Still play it now. Sometimes I play it on the show. It's a good song.
Oh, it is a great song. Great song. And Murder on the Dance Floor.
Oh, a bit of Murder on the Dance Floor. Don't even get me started, Kate. I wanted to talk to you very briefly about something which I know is going to be close to your heart. Mm-hmm. Operation London Bridge. Do you know what that is?
No.
It's what happens when the Queen dies, Kate. It's been revealed today.
Oh, in the my press. God. No. What's going to happen?
Well, we knew it all already. But basically, you know, how they're going to have to, like, get Charles in and blah, blah, blah.
I don't think I'm ready for the Queen to die.
I mean, it will be... I mean, no one's going to be ready, I don't
think.
No,
I know, but I think it will affect me quite a lot.
Why is that?
Because I love the Queen.
Why is that?
Because she's a constant in our lives,
that's
isn't
true.
She? She's just always been there. No scandal with her. She just gets on with her day.
Okay.
She's not like Workshy Wills.
Oh, Workshy Wills partying it on with some girl in Verbier or wherever they were.
Who's done like less days work than his sick grandmother.
She's not sick. Oh,
she was for the whole of January.
She had a heavy cold, didn't she?
Heavy cold.
And everyone thought she was going to...
Well, yeah, because she missed Christmas Day, didn't she, at church?
So Operation London Bridge, there was a big piece in The Guardian today about it, about what happens when the Queen dies. And honestly, it's going to be absolutely crazy.
So what does happen?
Well, basically, we go into an immediate state of mourning.
Right.
TV shows can only show serious things. There'll be no comedy. Apart from... This is really good. Dad's Army will be allowed to be played. So we get the joy.
Cheers a nation up, doesn't it, in Dad's Army?
In those dark hours, I'm sure that will happen.
I thought they might put Only Fools on as well, just to...
I think it might be... Only Fools might be a bit too much.
You don't want to see Del Boy falling through the bar, do you,
no.
When the Queen's just died?
You want things about patriotism.
Yeah.
You know, winning. So it's going to be a hard time, I think, for the country when it happens.
Do we get a day off work?
Apparently we do get a day off work.
Yes!
Yeah. Yes! Thank God!
Every cloud!
But then we do also have a King Charles to look forward to. What do you think about that? And Queen Camilla?
I am so behind Queen Camilla.
Really? Why is that?
Oh, I mean, she finally got a man, didn't she?
And that's what we're all looking for at the end of the day, isn't it, Kate? Finally getting that... Latching that man, keeping hold of him, and then becoming Queen of England.
Yes. Well, you know, she loves a drink, she loves a smoke, didn't she, old Camilla?
Does. That's one of my favourite things about Camilla, is that she likes a smoke, likes a cigarette.
Yeah.
Interesting. Should we play another little track?
Yes.
And then we'll get ourselves ready for our next guest, I think. Maybe.
Yeah.
In the faded light, you touch my body. I can feel your hands on my skin. Think you got me right where you want me. But you're just in my way. I came to party on my own. Don't need nobody in my soul. I get down to the beat, I lose control.
feeling a bit of Mariah Carey, Kate?
Yes, I've not heard that one.
Not heard a bit of Beautiful?
No.
It's a classic, I tell you right now.
Loving that.
Sorry, I didn't turn your mic up then.
Oh.
Oops.
Oh.
Here you
trying
are.
To silence me.
We've got our next guest in the studio, Reggie and Polly. How are you?
Hey, we're good. Happy to be here.
Really glad to have you here. Very exciting. It's been quite a rollercoaster couple of years for you guys, isn't it? It's been all kicking off. What's it been like since X Factor? That was 2015.
We can't even believe it.
Like 18 months. It's not, not even that. What's been happening since then? You've obviously...
Yeah, it's been like, you know, a roller coaster doing this, traveling, performing to so many people around the UK and recording music, releasing singles. It's been great. Yeah.
what's been the stuff that you've really enjoyed doing? I know you're obviously really big live performers. Like, you like getting up on stage and getting the crowd riled up and stuff. What's that like? Are you enjoying doing that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I think most of the time when we're on stage, that's the time we feel like we can connect to the fans more. Because aside you going to the studio and recording,
it's quite a solitary thing, isn't it?
Exactly. That's when you get to connect with them and let them feel the music more. So we love doing that.
What's it? Because X Factor can be such an interesting ride. It pulls you right up, and so you're right at the top. Everyone's talking about you every day. You're in the papers, all this stuff, good and bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and then the show finishes,
and then that's it. Yeah.
What's that like?
Well, I think definitely if you are not prepared for it, you will kind of suffer a little bit, because you'll be expecting everybody to be writing about you, to be interviewing you, and that is not going to happen. You know, I say the ones who get lucky are the ones who get signed by the label, so you just don't finish, you know. And that was the case with us as well. Like, soon after the show, we had the label, we finished the tour, went traveling, doing endorsement, how do you call it, summer campaign for Little Woods and all of that. So it was very
Were you pleased you didn't win?
Yes.
Because you know you didn't get the winner's curse then.
That's a capital yes.
Why is that though? Because actually Louise has done fairly well, hasn't
yeah,
she?
Yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. She's done great. Yeah, I think for us, you know, from where the musical background we've come from, to win means you have to stick to a certain style of music, and you know, the control is a bit more, you know, I mean, after the show you have to go away, record an album and everything,
and it's all chosen for you, like
you don't get saying it,
but it's good though, you know, because they've been doing it for so many years. Like they know, and like after being with them for some time, we can tell they know what they are talking about when they say listen to us on this. So for that, I give it to them.
And obviously you were mentored by Cheryl.
Oh yes, yeah. Yes.
Are you still in touch with her?
Yeah. I mean, that is one of the things we didn't expect, like to finish the show and still be able to stay in touch with her. But she's kept it real with us since the show ended, messaging us, checking how we're doing, you know, taking us out for dinner, you know.
Yeah. I mean, where did she take you?
What was that? What was it? It was twice. One in Camden and the other
was Shacklebolt.
I bet it was. What's it called?
Anyway.
No. It's like a, go upstairs.
Yeah.
the first one. I think it's
Gilgamesh, that's it.
Gilgamesh?
No, not that one. she's been very, very supportive, you know, supporting us all the way, and we are so grateful to her. We keep telling her, like, honestly, we just can't believe it, you know.
She has quite a close inner circle, so it's like, you know, she's not has millions of friends. That's not
exactly
her vibe.
Yeah.
So is that something you kind of want to respect, like, you know?
Yeah, exactly. So for us, we still see her as our big sister, our mentor, and she's got so
not
much
your best
experience. she likes us as people. Yeah. That's why she still kept that contact with us. But we don't want to kind of abuse that chance, you know, because easily you can get carried away and say, you know, but nah, so we still keep it like that. She would listen to the track and say, yeah, I think this is great, change this, you know. And for her, what she believes in is being ourselves.
Exactly.
Because if you are yourself, then you can be the best of you. So yeah, she is very, very positive for us.
Good, I'm glad to hear that. You've obviously, you had that massive success with last year with the first single.
Yeah, exactly.
And the Littlewoods campaign.
Yeah.
What's been happening since then? You've been working on more music and...
Yes, yes. It's been consistent, like going to the shows, coming back home, going to studio, the next minute you're doing this filming, you're doing that. So like for the past, since we got off the show, to be honest, it's been like on and on and on with everything. And we've got singles coming out, and it looks like sometimes we ask ourselves that, has it been a year already? Because it's just gone so quick.
Yeah.
Because of loads of stuff that you're doing. Sometimes you look back and be like, oh gosh, we've just gone past 2015, 16, 17.
I'm collecting my pension.
Yeah.
Are you guys, now this is the thing that I think some people kind of misunderstand about the music industry.
Yeah.
Are you guys making money from it? Because a lot of the times people struggle, right?
To
make a living. You know?
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, are you managing to do that?
I mean, we would say definitely we're making money out of it. And it's not because maybe we are too good or we are too, you know, business oriented. Mm-hmm. It's just because we are blessed enough to have the right people around us, you know. Apart from signing a record deal, which will come with a lump sum to you, one very important aspect of your career as an artist is your live shows. And so when you've got a very good booking agent who keeps you on the road, then definitely you'll be earning, aside other little bits that will be coming in, you know, your song for a commercial and stuff like that. So yeah, it's really great. Honestly, what we have now is nothing compared to where we were in 2015 before X Factor. Yeah.
And you're both dads, aren't you?
Both of us. It's great. So to wake up and know you are now able to look after your family and you're out there grinding and doing it, it's really refreshing, I'll say. Yeah.
Have you given Cheryl any advice on the old baby situations?
No.
Why not?
Will you be sending her a baby present?
If it is announced, why not? But like we were saying earlier on, we just want to give her respect.
Exactly.
You know, not something we want to, you know. But once it comes out, why not? Yeah, because I mean, Liam was also very supportive when we were on the show. Yeah. You know, he came around.
He's involved a lot, isn't he, in X Factor, like behind the scenes.
Behind the scenes. So we are so, so supportive and happy for them. Mm. But yeah.
What are you going to send him?
Yeah.
Well, we'll still
need to see if it's a boy or a girl first.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah. But what can you send them? That's a challenge. Yeah. You know?
Because
Cheryl bought my daughter, like, what is it, a Christian Dior baby dress, for her birthday.
And ooh, so
just looking at it, I'm like, I don't even want to guess how much this would cost, because like it looks very expensive. And since she bought it for her till now, it's been like almost 2 years, I've never washed it. I'm like, dear, we're keeping this till you grow up, you show it to your friend. Cheryl bought that for me.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
The pressure is on.
Yeah,
right,
exactly.
We've got to think of something.
I'm thinking some kind of Reggie and Bolly baby grow.
Yeah.
Or something like.
Actually, yeah, that's a good idea. You know,
that's what I'm saying. This is something we really need to sit down and think about, because you know,
you've got to, because there's going to be lots of people sending gifts, like, so you want to get a good one.
Yeah, we'll be like, this is rubbish. Yeah.
You sent me this?
No,
thank you.
That's in the reject pile.
No, I think Cheryl's a nice girl. She wouldn't do that.
No, she wouldn't. She is so lovely. Honestly, like, sometimes when you've gotten the chance to be close to her, you know, when you say it, people feel like, oh, it's for, you know, being politically correct. But honestly, she is amazing.
And what's coming up for you guys?
Oh, loads of stuff. Like, we're really excited for 2017 because our album is going to come out. We've got a new single out and we're putting together a lot of stuff. So once the album comes out, there are plans of touring and stuff. So we're really getting excited for 2017. It's going to be great.
Awesome. Are you still in touch with people like Louisa and that you did the show with?
Yeah. Most of them, we still keep in touch with them. Obviously, after the show, it becomes a ton of check-in, supporting. Yeah. So when this one brings a song, you tweet.
Yeah.
You know, I think we are yet to record a song with Che Chesterman. You know,
he
came to it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Che. Yeah, Che.
No,
he's amazing. I keep telling him, I said, Che, you know, I see you in the league of the Sam Smith, because his vocal ability is undeniable. Yeah, so we keep in touch with all of them. Mark Stone, Boopsy, you know, the one who was 31
on
Silence. Yeah. Boopsy, you remember? It's crazy,
Boopsy,
when the names start dropping, you're like, oh my God, that one, yeah.
Boopsy was really good. It was, he was just given a bad song in the first week. Yeah. That was the thing. <It's> I'm just saying.
No comment.
She was in Simon's category, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was.
And he immediately was like, I'm sorry about that. Like, hold on a sec, you made the decision, Simon. And you watched her rehearse.
I made a mistake.
but it will be too late, you know. Once, you know, that is the challenge with being on a show like that, because one mistake
and then
and
you're done.
You're done.
Yeah. What did you make of last year's X Factor? Did you watch?
Yes, we did. We watched it. I think the final three, we really liked all of them.
Yeah.
I think last year, what would you say? Yeah, it was great. It was wicked, yeah. It was wicked, yeah. I was just trying to cut, like, a
Can you
moment.
Remember who won?
Matt Terry. Sara Alto.
Five After Midnight.
Which is great.
I think Sara Alto is gonna do big things. I've seen her, like, I can imagine her and Matt, to be honest, they both have incredible voices.
Now, I mean, Sara has got like 15 years experience, you know, so
she's actually really famous in Finland, right?
Exactly, you know, so that is like maybe like a Mariah Carey, you know, going to India to audition. And, you know, she's got it. She can do it.
Have you guys been back to? Is it Ghana?
Have you guys
been back to Ghana since? I know you went. There was some stuff to when you did the show.
Yeah.
But have you been back since? What's the reception like there?
Yeah, I mean, when we went back to shoot the music video for New Girl, it was amazing. I mean, the reception we've got, like, we couldn't even believe it.
Yeah.
And now, like, we're planning of going there more often to like do stuff so that they can connect with us more. Cause,
awesome.
Yeah, but it's been great when we went to Ghana. It was amazing, and they support us really, really. Like,
so they were really following you.
Yeah, they were. Like, for them, I mean, the current president now called us and congratulated
so
us.
Cool.
And went at the show. So like, we're like,
Yeah,
can you imagine? And that really was humbling to know
Wow,
like, that is how serious our country, you know, took it.
I guess there's not many Ghanaian artists that would transfer to the European market, is there? So it's like, that's a really big deal.
Yeah.
Like,
I can see why.
It's exciting times. I want a call from the Ghanaian president.
No, I think now it'll be very difficult, because by then he was the opposition leader.
Now he's actually got a real job to do.
Sorry, Mr. President is busy.
He has a country to go. Okay, that's fair enough. Well, thanks so much for coming on the show, guys.
Yeah.
So we're going to play a little bit of your new song. Do you want to introduce it for the listeners?
Yes, so this is our very new single. This is the life for our fans and the listeners of FUBAR Radio. Let's
so
go, Reggie and Bowie.
And any face did they come celebrate, we are concentrated. Tell them say we are conquer the game, we are shut down the place, man, not just elevated. Money makers, we just don't play. Done with the business, we no doubt here. We not give up, we slow down traitors. Bounce to the rhythm, we more than greatest.
We are bond any man when a nice way, you pull off the knife and distract nature. Man a hustler, we not want sleep. We are ready for the money, so we want it deeper. Money makers, we just don't play. Cause we bell and bell and bell and bell and bell.
Up. Any day you can change up the status. Block them out, fire burn all the haters. Turn them on with the real money makers. So yeah, rise up and face up. Any day you can change up the status. Block them out, fire burn all the haters. Turn them on with the real money makers. So yeah. This is the life we lead.
woman, every woman have to know. So we take over the place and we more than rated. Any day, anyhow, anyway, we are lead up the way. We are chasing papers. Money makers, we just don't play. Cause we balance, 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 yeah.
Right now, me the wheel don't gather. Tell them we not bad mind, don't bother. Attitude better than Montana. Money we are free, we are make more cheddar. We like the city, now we know boundaries. Can we live in our dream and in me no time, please? We stay focused and we know nonsense. Can we turn up, turn up, turn up, turn up, turn up? We stay rise up and face up. Any day you can change up your status. Block them out, fire burn all the haters. Turn them on with the real money makers. So yeah, rise up and face up. Any day you can change up your status. Block them out, fire burn all the haters. Turn them on with the real money makers. So yeah.
Presents Access All Areas.
Because it's not very often we get someone that has worked so closely with the one and only Michael Jackson.
This is very true. And here we have Matt Fidesz.
Now, tell me, what was he actually like?
He used to say to us we had to work with him to make his life the biggest mystery on earth. The first thing we'd do when we get to any city, sit down and have a meeting on how he could be front page. Sometimes it would just take a little bit of allergy tape on his nose and they say his nose was falling off. Or...
What? So he'd set up things himself to get on the front pages of the paper? Seriously?
Every Thursday, Access All Areas from 6 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Can hurt you, they say, but I've been blind too many times before. Never see it coming your way. Shadows and secrets hide. Give me the bright lights of the dance floor to shine inside this broken heart of mine. The way you move, I'm forgetting all the ghosts in my mind. Just say your mind.
Come and take me in your house.
am absolutely living for that Step song.
Oh no, it's brilliant. I'm so glad they're back. So glad.
Are we going to go?
Yeah.
I mean, I need to buy a ticket.
Yeah, well, I went to the one a few years ago.
Yeah, everyone forgets they did actually make a comeback in 2012.
Yeah, and it was great.
Was it?
It was amazing. I played all the old dance routine, One for Sorrow.
All those classics. But apparently someone was kicking off, I don't know if you saw online, about the cost of ticket prices.
They're really...
The cost of the tickets.
Yeah, weren't they like 50 quid for the cheapest seats or something?
Something like that. And that, if you wanted like a fairly good one, it's like 100 quid.
That is a lot.
To see Steps.
Yeah.
Putting out a request. If anyone's got a box at the O2.
Yeah, we'd love to go.
We'd love to take you up on that.
I can do all my routines.
You can provide entertainment for those not watching Steps. I mean, I don't know if that's really...
Well, yeah.
So earlier on we were talking about Bake Off, mm-hmm. and the new presenters on that. Have you heard who has taken over on Blind Date?
Stephen, I have. Paul O'Grady.
Paul O'Grady, which I think is an inspired choice.
Yeah.
What do you make of it?
I think I just wasn't expecting it. Wasn't expecting it. So it was quite a shock.
Yeah.
But, you know, he is very good friends with Scylla.
Yes, and I think that's actually the nice connection.
Yeah.
Right?
And... I didn't really want any of the other Vicky or Scarlett or anyone else to present it.
We're having this discussion today, me and my colleagues at OK Online. We mm-hmm. were saying that actually we think it's better to have an older person.
Yeah. They've had a more life experience. Yeah. And that's what Scylla was. She was kind of like...
She was non-threatening as well, whereas someone like Vicky and Scarlett...
Well, they might run off with the...
the contestants.
Yeah. Might do an Eureka with them. Mr. Wright, when... She was presenting Find Mr. Right, and then she ran off with him.
Didn't she have a baby with him as well?
She did. She married him.
And also Denise Van Outen.
Oh, and Lee Mead. Any Dream Will Do.
Yeah, Lee Mead won. Denise was presenting.
She was one of the judges.
One of the judges.
And then...
Did they get married?
They got married and had a baby and then...
Split,
yeah.
Well, these things happen in showbiz as well, don't they?
They do. Poor Lee.
Poor Lee. Poor little curly-haired Lee. What happened to him? Oh, he's on Casualty or something.
Oh, he's another one that's in Panto.
Well, you know, you've got to earn the money where you can. But I do think that Paul O'Grady will be good. And also, they're having gay people on it as well.
Oh.
You know, very modern.
Very modern. Sign of the times.
Sign of the times.
And it's going to be exactly the same, so there'll be three behind...
Apparently so, but it's not really... They haven't really... said much.
I hope they've got
format.
The same theme tune.
And what was the name of the behind?
Graham.
Graham.
Graham with a quick reminder.
Do you think that he's going to try and emulate Scylla or bring his own thing to it?
No, I think he'll bring his own thing to it. Because he's... And that's the thing with him. He's a very professional TV host. He's got lots of experience. So he'll be quite confident to do what he wants to do. Whereas I think someone who's a bit younger will try and be like Scylla.
Yes. Which is actually, I think, what went wrong with Surprise Surprise. When they brought that back with Holly Willoughby.
Yeah.
Didn't work, did it?
No.
You need someone to come out and sing the theme tune.
Oh.
Surprise, surprise.
Life is full of surprises.
You know, I think that's a shame that Holly wouldn't sing. But, you know.
Well, yeah, it's her own fault. It's got cancelled now, hasn't it?
Been cancelled, you know. Not the same. Do you know what that reminds me of? Do you remember Noel's Christmas presents?
Oh, I do.
Do you remember? That was one of the best TV programmes. Noel Edmonds on Christmas Day.
Giving out presents to people that needed it.
And, you know, bringing soldiers back from war zones.
Always a tear.
Watching my grandma cry. Watching my grandma and mum sob into their roast dinners.
Oh, but did you like Noel's house party?
I did.
Yeah.
I was a fan.
I love Noel's house party. Mr. Blobby.
Whatever happened to Creakley Bottom? You know, they opened a theme park, didn't they? Theme park for Noel's house party.
If anyone wants to let us know what's happened to Creakley Bottom.
Creakley Bottom, yeah. We should go. It won't be open now, will it? No.
Well, maybe they need to bring it back.
Maybe they do. Well, really, I think what's missing, this is what's nice about things like Blind Date, is that what's missing is that really big non-competition event TV. You know what I mean?
We've got Saturday Night Takeaway.
True. I'm not really a fan, but...
No. I mean, you can't not like Ant and Dec, can you?
Oh, I don't like Ant and Dec. I'm the one person in the United Kingdom that doesn't like Ant and Dec.
My nan hated Ant and Dec because they once compared them to Morecambe and Wise and she felt that was disgusting.
Well, I mean...
You and her, the only two people don't like Ant and Dec.
I mean, judging by the fact they've won the National Television Award every year for 16
5 million years in a row.
I just find it a bit much. I'm like, it's a bit predictable, their kind of shtick.
They really make me laugh.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's from the SMTV days.
Yeah, but are you still watching Cat Deeley? Do you know what I mean?
Well, people in America are, Steve.
Oh, on Let's Dance or whatever it's called. No.
So you think you can dance?
So you think you can dance, yeah.
Yeah.
It's nice to see that. It's weird to see how some people have kind of, from that era of television, have really gone on to do amazing things, like Ant and Dec. And then some people, Noel Edmonds.
He had Deal or No Deal.
Yeah, but what else? That's cancelled now.
Yeah, but he had a good run. And he did his cosmic ordering, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, he did. Remember, he liked to write his little messages down, didn't he?
Yeah, and that's how he got Deal or No Deal.
Yeah, and he put them under his pillow, and then he'd sleep on them, and then it would be in the universe, wouldn't it?
Yeah. It's not worked for me.
No? Have you been cosmic ordering, Kate?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
What are you writing down?
I'd like to win the lottery.
That's a good place to start.
It's not
happened
yet.
It's quite a selfish requirement, though, isn't it?
Well, I think that Noel's was to get a TV show.
True, but then he was in the market for one.
Yeah, well.
What can I say? I'm selfish. That's one of my least favorite games, you know, when people like to say, what would you do if you won the lottery?
That's because I like to play it with you. Well, I know what I'd do. I've got a little...
Kate, it's my least favourite game. I won't play it.
Don't worry.
But don't you think... But it annoys me because I'm like, I don't even play the lottery.
But that's your fault. I play it, so I've got a chance.
Will you give me some money if you win?
Of course I will, but I've got
You need to pay for friends, don't you? Because they'll all abandon
you. They won't abandon me, but I want... I would pay for you to be my friend. Like, I'd pay you like 100 grand a year.
Wow.
Just to be at my beck and call.
That's a real pay rise.
Like, to come to lunch with me when I want it.
I don't know if that sounds very fun for me, because what if I want to go on holiday?
Well, you're allowed to go on holiday.
Oh, am I?
But
I'm at your beck and call.
I'm not really at my beck and call, but it's just like sometimes, because I won't be working, so I'll be like, I'm a bit bored
today. You'll be drinking.
Yeah, so can you come and meet me for lunch?
I've got a bottle of wine that needs opening.
Yeah, and I'd expect you to be there.
Right, okay, well, that sounds like a great lifestyle.
Yeah, so fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed, eh? Shall we play a little track, and then we'll get our... We are nearly finished with the show. We've got 40 minutes left of the show.
Can you believe it? Time flies.
Time does fly, doesn't it? How about a bit of Sophie Ellis Bextor?
Yeah.
Closer, it's time that I told you. Everything's
You loving a bit of Sophie Ellis-Bextor there, Kate?
Yeah.
Classic tune.
Classic.
Did beat Victoria Beckham to number one.
It did, but as I said before, it is, like, it was worth it. Like, it was a very, very good song.
Very good song.
Very good.
We've got our next guest in the studio, Michelle Panetta.
Hello.
Hello.
Thank
How
you.
Are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
Great to have you here.
Yes. Thanks a lot.
Now, we've been reading your bio. You brought hot yoga to the UK.
I'm afraid
you're
that
to
was
blame.
Me. That was you. Me, yeah. Those of you out there that didn't like it, that's my fault.
Explain how something like that happens.
I'd lived in LA and I wasn't into yoga at all. I was like in fashion and martial arts crazy. And when I found out I needed double knee surgery from all my kicking people in the head for those 10 years, I just kind of didn't want it. And I just got to hear about this particular Bikram yoga.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I went there and he said he could fix my knees. So,
and
yeah,
did he?
This 24 years later, I never did have knee surgery.
Wow.
Even though the MRIs still say I need it, I don't. I can do everything better than I could when I was 20.
It's so actually very interesting because I've been kind of going to getting myself a bit more fit since last kind of autumn time. And my knees are something that's actually causing me problems, which I've never had before. So do you think something like yoga would actually be good to...
It is the best.
Really?
It's the best. I mean, depending on what's wrong.
Yeah.
But a lot of times, if it's just a meniscus or something, you know, just pain that you're not sure what it is, by realigning the joint, which is what yoga does, and then strengthening it with its in a correct alignment, that's why I started teaching, because I had so many friends, and especially martial arts friends, who were thinking of knee surgery. And I just thought, it really is incredible what you can heal with just the correct kind of movement, exercise and alignment. So that's why I started to teach. I wanted other people to know you don't always need surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the difference between like yoga and hot yoga? Obviously you go in a hot room, but is there more benefits to the hot yoga?
Well, there is a lot of evidence to show that the heat is really beneficial, because the working temperature of your muscles and joints is about just over 100. That's when the synovial fluid is nice and thin and it can get all around the joints properly, so they're really well lubricated.
Okay.
So that's why people warm up, you know, before doing certain kinds of exercises, because you want to get the body warm.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just really supporting that temperature. It's not like we're trying to make anyone so boing that they're going to pass out, which... used to happen. We don't have the studios as hot anymore.
Right.
I think the days of like really just like hardcore
Inferno.
Killing. Yeah, that's over. It was fun in the beginning, but it's not.
It's fun really seeing people pass out.
Yeah, I mean, if you're 20 and really athletic, you kind of don't mind it. But once you get over 30 or 40, just like something just supportive.
Yeah.
So the heat is just supporting that temperature that your body actually needs to be to exercise safely.
And so you learned this in LA.
Yeah.
And then you thought, the UK's the place. How did that work?
Well, no, actually, it's funny because I was in LA. I was a fashion designer and I'm, you know, into martial arts and all that. And I thought, I'll just do yoga to fix my knees and then I'll go back to everything else.
Mm.
Did it for about 4.5 years because actually, thinking I was super fit, I went there and I looked at, you know, I could carry a man on my back. I could like karate chop, you know, bricks in half and all of that. And yet, I stood there and I couldn't really do any of it. It was really difficult. It's really different because you're using your body like really the right way.
Mm-hmm.
And there were some people in the front row in their 60s. I remember that. And I looked at them and I just thought, my God, they've got a nicer body than me. I was only 23 and they're fitter than me. And so it was a wake up call.
Right.
So I did like it. I kept it up. I kept doing martial arts as well and injuring myself and breaking bones and things like that.
Yeah.
And then when I moved back to London, because I moved back after 5 years, I just started teaching my friends and me in my living room, carrying on with my job. And it just, the living room became packed. Then I rented a room once a week. That became packed. And then I rented it twice a week and three times a week. And then eventually I sort of accidentally opened a yoga studio with one of my friends. And she said she'd run it. And then she didn't really run it. So my money was in there by then. I borrowed like 10 grand from my auntie and uncle and set it up. And then gradually sort of accidentally gave up my job and did it full time. And now I have 4 studios and run retreats and teacher trainings and go all over the place.
And do you do one-on-ones with people?
Yeah, we do. We have one-on-ones either in the studio. If somebody's not quite sure, they come and have a one-on-one. But it's not really ever necessary.
Really?
Not really. Not unless somebody's just got like, you know, sometimes if somebody's only got like one arm or, you know, something that they're really concerned about, then we've set our classes up in a way that we're really trying to break down those barriers for people. If you're really overweight or really unfit, or just scared, or, you know, you have an injury or a steel rod through your neck or something, we have a class called SOB, which is stiff, old and or broken. And that's really
be me.
Yeah.
It's just I'm all three.
Yeah, it's made it okay for people to just go, look, you know, I'm absolutely crap and I just want to feel comfortable in a class, have someone show me what to do, make sure that I'm okay, and they'll find out within a few lessons that they're actually fine to go to a normal class.
I think that's what people worry about, isn't it, when they go to class, is that everyone's gonna look at them and think they're not
really
very
daunting.
Good.
And even I felt daunted after 15 years of doing yoga. I would go to some of these Zen yoga studios where, you know, you giggle until you get there and then you open the door and now you have to be really silent and quiet and there's Buddhas everywhere and there's incense. You just feel really uncomfortable. It made me feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, that's me, and I'm into yoga. What should somebody who's like already feeling...
That's their first experience
of
it.
I just find that stuff is just awful. It really, really offends me that we still have all of that going on. I mean, a nice, serene environment is sometimes nice, but I just felt we made our studios feel really homely, a little bit quirky, really friendly. You can giggle and laugh and, you know, it's just none of that kind of weird Indian chanty stuff going on. Not that there's anything wrong with it. It's just...
Not for everyone.
I just find it's put a lot of people off, especially men, and we've got a highest percentage of men, I think, of any yoga style here, at least 45%.
Wow.
And they're all different levels and fitness athletes and, you know, big geezers from, you know, up the road from, you know, whatever. And so we reflect that in our photographs and advertising.
And you've done some had some famous clients, I believe. Helena Bonham Carter, Harry Styles.
Oh, she's wonderful.
What's that like? Does that bring a different aspect to it? You know, like,
I don't think so. I think yoga is like the great equaliser. Everyone's got a body. Everyone's got knees.
True.
Everyone's got a neck and a spine and stuff that goes wrong. And it's just a really sort of, it's just not like that really. A lot of people, everyone together, that's apart from one of our 10 classes that we offer, which is the advanced class, which is even a user-friendly one. All the rest of the classes are open to every level, everyone together. There's no need to separate people out into advanced or beginner, really, apart from that one class, which is for injuries.
But would those people go in with the class, or would you be training them one-on-one?
I've done both.
Right.
I mean, occasionally somebody wants one every day, they're getting ready for a film or something, and we'll just do a class every day with them. But some of the biggest stars you can possibly name, which I might not name because we don't do that, they're just in the class with everyone else. It's brilliant.
Well, that's exactly what you were saying about your class, isn't it? I mean, it's public knowledge who goes to your classes, but you
just see them and it's just kind of like, you are,
they've got body, they're getting fit, you know.
It's not a time to go up and chat to them about their career.
You don't ever go up and ask for like a picture or anything. They're just one of the people that are in the class and
they want to chill out. I mean, last week alone, I don't know, there must be some movie going on in London, I don't know, but it was like, okay, it was a bit like being at a mini Oscars.
Oh, really?
Ooh, yeah. Even I was a bit starstruck.
Interesting.
So how long would it take? So if you started doing yoga, when would you start noticing a difference in your body?
If you don't leave too long between each class, if you go, you know, a couple of times a week... Yeah. The more you go, the faster you see the results. But if you're going to go a couple of times a week, I mean, really after about 10 lessons, you'll notice. I mean, immediately you'll notice that you feel a bit less stressed and you sleep like a log after the first
few. Oh my God, I need to go. I don't sleep.
Yeah.
I need
That's
to go.
That's actually a very good point, because when I did about six or seven lessons when I went before stopping, and actually I did sleep really well. My classes were at like 8 o'clock, so I'd get home and it would be 9 o'clock. I'd have dinner and then I'd literally just pass out.
I need to do that. I have so good sleep for that.
Sign me up. Other stuff you can do too, but it's really, really good.
So where are your studios?
There's one in Kentish Town.
Ooh.
One right in Primrose Hill, right in the lovely bit of Primrose Hill.
Nice.
Yeah, it's really nice. There's one in Queen's Park. There's one in the city, right by Old Street Roundabout. One in Brixton, one in Finchley. And there's also classes available in David Lloyd Centre's Raynes Park, Chelsea, Leeds and Dublin.
Wow.
There's loads of studios in Dublin. We're in 21 locations in 14 countries already.
That's very impressive. Yeah. And it's just Bikram that you do?
No, my God, no. Thank you for saying that. No, we're not Bikram anymore.
Ah, okay.
No, that was the big,
thing
I was doing for many years to develop my own system, which I felt offered things that I couldn't offer with the Bikram one class. So we have six classes. They're interconnected. They range from, you know, kind of like more cardio, sort of kind of hardcore 1 hour power hour, to deep relaxing stretch, getting into flexibility of hips and spine. And then we have played great playlists. The Fierce Grace classes too, like really kind of euphoric, funky playlists. Friday night is a kind of rave funky stuff. Okay. And then we have a short class. We have all different classes now, so we don't any longer offer what we used to offer as Bikram.
Okay, interesting. I think we're going to have to look into this, aren't we?
Well, I work near Primrose Hill and live near Kentish Town, so I need to get myself...
I need to get myself
down there.
Yeah. Please do.
So what would you encourage people to do if it's their first time? Do they just literally need to turn up? I mean, do they need to do anything before they come? What's the...
I mean, I wouldn't eat a Big Mac and...
chips.
Cheesy fries right before.
Okay.
It's all on our website, obviously, but no, you just show up. Honestly, no need to feel in any way intimidated, because classes are quite busy. There's loads of guys. There's loads of people of all ages, 60s, 70s, down to sort of 18. Some people bring their children if they're, you know, 15, 14, 13 even, along. All levels are together. We don't teach in any way that's like, you know, glorifying the person with the great pose. We don't do that at all, because that's not what yoga is.
Uh-huh.
Just everybody does what they can, enjoys what they can, and just come along. We've got water and towels and all that there. Mm-hmm. Just take the plunge, because really it's the only sensible way to exercise is yoga.
Interesting.
It really is, because your joints just, they're going to last if you do it.
And you mentioned a website. What is that?
It's fiercegrace.com.
Fiercegrace.com. We'll be looking at that later,
won't we?
We'll
be on it now.
There's some cool videos sort of way into the website, like under the community page, showing some kind of a little bit more fun, kind of debunking people's ideas of yoga, which is tall, skinny, blondes wearing white, which is just... So
you're actually describing yourself right now.
I know, which is why I don't put myself in the pictures, because it's sort of off-putting, really. It's even off-putting to myself somehow. we just use real people from our classes in our pictures doing postures, you know, not very well, or just having fun, you know. Yeah.
Great. Well, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Feeling very inspired after Probably we shouldn't be drinking the wine and talking about doing yoga.
But wine afterwards, you get extra drunk, extra fast.
Oh, great.
Half a pint and you're anyone's after a class.
Right, that's it. We'll
half
go
a pint of wine.
We'll go yoga, then go down the pub.
That's
sounds
what people
good.
Do.
Sounds
especially
good.
On the Friday.
Thank you so much for coming
thank
in.
Thank you.
Very much.
Thank you.
I do my makeup in somebody else's car. We order different drinks at the same bars. I know about what you did and I wanna scream the truth. She thinks you love the beach, you're such a damn liar. Well, those great whites, they have big teeth. Well, they bite you, that you said that you would always be in love. But you're not in love, no more. Did it frighten you, how we kissed when we danced on the light of floor? On the light of floor. But I hear sounds in my mind. Brand new sounds in my mind. Up in a different bedroom, I whisper things, the city sings them back to you. Well, those rumors, they have big teeth. Oh, they coffee bites you. Thought you said that you would always be in love, but you're not in love no more. Did it frighten you how we kissed when we danced on the light up floor? On the light up floor. But I hear sounds in my mind, brand new sounds in my mind.
Feeling very inspired after our little chat with Michelle.
I can't wait to go try it out.
We're going to have to go next week. We're going to be down there.
And then getting really drunk after a pint of wine.
Yeah, sounds good to me.
Yeah.
We've had a bit of an X Factor special today. We first of all had Reggie and Bolly. And now we've got our final guest of the night, Ben Hay. Now, are you on the phone?
Hello, I am.
How are you?
Hi, Ben.
Yeah, good. How are you guys? You're on?
Really good.
Thank you for having me on the show.
No, it's a real pleasure to have you. We hear you're on tour.
Yeah, we're about an hour and a half away from a show, so we're in Cardiff at the moment. Touring up and down the country, man, so it's caught us a big tour.
So it's been going pretty well since the X Factor days, then?
Yeah, do you know what, mate? Funnily enough, I may be contrary to popular belief, it's actually been going pretty well. We're still out there kind of cracking away, got a new EP out and stuff. And as I say, promoting that round of tour now. So it hasn't stopped for me. Yeah, it's been great.
Is that difficult? Because obviously you know that you're out there, you've got fans, people are listening to the music. But yeah, you're right, people maybe have a perception that it's not gone as well as you'd hoped.
Yeah, well, I've not written a book or anything like that, do you know what I mean?
That comes later.
totally. I think that's a bit of a skip thing. But no, I think it's difficult, I guess, being so kind of like in the media, being so, it was so kind of publicised, the actual drop. And then after that, I guess people do kind of stop following your career because you're not stuck there in the front pages. But do you know what, man? As I say, the support and the stuff like that people have been showing us, and the fact that we've got people at the gigs for me, it just carries on, you know?
Yeah, and actually I think sometimes you look at Matt Cardle, he's still, sometimes
album 5,
exactly, yeah. You know what I mean, he's still out there, he's still making money, he's still got his fans, you know, like I think it can actually really work for you, like regardless.
I think taking back some of the power, and stupid as it sounds, nowadays, really, I think big, not that we say big labels are no good at all, it's great to be on a label, but I think the respect that you can do it so much yourself, social media, all this other stuff, once you've been given a platform such as the X Factor and that show, I think if you can kind of continue to put music out and keep your fans engaged, it really does give you a platform to carry on yourself.
Yeah.
And so you'll always be grateful for going on the X Factor?
Mate, I would never badmouth it, do you know what I mean? And that's one of the things that people have said. It's like, you can say what you want, but regardless of whatever has happened, being dropped from label, all this other stuff, none of this would have happened. I wouldn't even be on tour doing this stuff now if it wasn't for, the platform that the X Factor gave me. And I'm very, very grateful for that. Mm. So, yeah, not a bad word to say about it, really.
Are you still in contact with anyone from your show?
Yeah, me and Simon always talk all the time. And, no, we don't. There's a few people on the show. We kind of had a WhatsApp group running since then, so occasionally we kind of dip in and out of it. But, it's difficult, really, to try and keep in touch with everybody. But, yeah, we do. We do still speak every now and then.
Nice. Mm. What's your fondest memory of your time on the show?
Do you know what? I think it was, dude, I could list them forever and ever. Do you know what I mean? Getting to sing with Queen, getting to sing with Ed Sheeran, those sort of things that people don't go away. But I think as a general rule, was just meeting a load of people that kind of really shared the same passion. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think it was living with those people at kind of really, stupid as it sounds, and maybe cliche as it sounds, kind of inspires you. You know, when you're stuck around people that are following the same dream, for me, it was a really kind of beautiful place to be, really.
Yeah. Has there been anyone that you've been glad to not speak to since?
Do you know what? Not really, man. I kind of pride myself on. I quite enjoyed speaking to everyone, really. I'm quite a chatty fella. But yeah, there's no one, man, that got on my bad side, or no one that I could really say that I dislike.
Mel B, maybe.
She was a bit rude. I know. I'd love to give you more gossip. So, but Mel B didn't really like me at the time. So, you know, probably not best of friends.
She doesn't really like many people. She's not the friendliest of women, is she? I've had the displeasure of interviewing Mel B before, and it was not my favourite experience. I'm not going to lie.
Well, bless you guys. But there was a reason she was called Scary Spice.
Exactly.
You wouldn't want to get on the wrong side of her, would you?
Definitely not.
No, do you know what I mean? All said, she's a lovely lady, but yeah, she didn't like me too much, so I don't know.
Fair enough. Yeah. So you're touring, where did you say you are tonight? Cardiff.
Yeah, we're in Cardiff, the Globe. It's sold out, so there's no available, I'm afraid, if people wanted to come down. But we are all over the place. We're in Manchester, Glasgow, Newcastle, Leamington. I think we end up in Dublin on the 31st. So.
Nice.
Good.
Do you enjoy the tour aspect of it? Because it can be quite tiring, right? You know, place to place and...
Yeah, of course, man. But I think more to the point, you're getting there and you're seeing the people that kind of kept you going. So for me, being in the studio and recording's great and kind of writing the songs and stuff. But yeah, really, coming from a background of sort of playing in pubs and clubs for two or three people at a time, I love the live side of it. The fact of being able to bring a band out and kind of show people, you know, that it's... I think in some respects, some people think, you know, it's a bit karaoke coming from the show and they don't quite expect... you know, a full band delivery and, you know, a proper sort of band night out, really. So I'm hoping to change people's perceptions of that.
I see. And who's kind of inspired you on your latest EP?
Funnily enough, man, it's kind of been back to grassroots, really. I'm quite into sort of blues and rock and stuff like that. And essentially, we kind of just went back to stuff that I've been listening to before. You know, it's definitely not a full-on rock album. It's definitely not, you know, there's still elements of kind of keeping it current and poppy there. But I guess we just tried to... kind of push the boundaries a bit more. Stuff like, you know, Imagine Dragons and slightly more sort of electronic or heavy sounds, and kind of back in the day, really kind of Led Zeppelin stuff, really, and a bit more of a bluesy, rocky vibe.
Okay, interesting.
And you got engaged last November.
Yeah.
How are the wedding plans going?
Do you know what? Swimmingly, really, really well. It's all come around so quick, like the tour kind of getting that out of the way and stuff, and then we'll be able to just fully concentrate on the wedding. But the plans are going really, really well, and I'm absolutely buzzing to marry her finally.
Have you got a date set?
We have, yes, 29th of July.
29th of July, so you've not got long.
I've got to go
get married. No, it's not that long at all. But, you know, it was something that was a long time coming, I think, and the show being quite difficult. You know, it's quite a difficult time, I suppose, in the 2 years that followed it. You were kind of in people's faces a lot, so now that we've kind of got privacy back, you know, I felt it was the right time to go for that.
Lovely. Mm. How nice. Well, we actually have something I need to play.
Oh, brilliant.
So we're going to play that now. Thanks so much for speaking to us tonight.
No worries. Thanks for having us on, mate.
And good luck with the show tonight and the rest of the tour. Hope it goes well.
Thanks,
bless you. Love you lot. Speak to you soon.
Cheers. Bye.
Bye.
I had a dream the other night about how we only get one life. Woke me up right after two, stayed awake and stared at you so I wouldn't lose my mind. And I had the week that came from hell. And yes, I know that you can tell, but you're like the net under the ledge. When I go flying off the edge, you go flying off as well. And if we're only here once, I wanna live with you. You got something I need. In this world full of people, there's one love in me. And if we're only here once, I wanna live with you. You got something I need. In this world.
Yeah.
think I drank too much. Call it a temporary crutch. With broken words I tried to say, honey, don't you be afraid. If we've got nothing, we got us. If we're only here once, I wanna live with you. Got something I need. In this world full of people, there's one love in me. And if we're only here once, I wanna live with you. I know that we're not the same, but I'm so glad that we made it to this time. This time now. You've got something I need. In this world full of people, there's one love in me. And if we're only here once, I wanna live with you, yeah.
Remembering how much of a classic that was.
I know, it's a great song.
I forgot how good that was.
Really, really good.
And he does have a good voice, Ben Hay, now.
Yeah.
Very impressive.
That's why he won.
We're quite the show tonight, haven't we?
We have. I've had a lovely time.
I know. This is your radio debut.
I know.
Kate Randall.
Thanks,
and now
Stephen
it's
Lee.
Done.
It's done.
Your virginity's popped.
My FUBAR virginity is gone. You've taken it.
I've been waiting for that for a long time.
Yeah.
we've got some friends listening tonight, haven't we?
We have. The Bella Babes.
Bella Babes.
Bella Babes are listening. Hi, girls. Going to play a song just for Amy.
Yeah, that'll be our closing song tonight. A little treat for Amy Rowland.
Yeah. But I've had a lovely time. Thank you so much for having me on.
I'm really glad you could make it, Kate. And we're actually going to go and have a little party now, aren't we?
We are.
Where are we going?
We are going to Britain's Next Top Model launch party.
Yes.
Somewhere in Shoreditch.
We are going to Village Underground.
Yeah.
You didn't know that, did you?
Until no.
Literally when I said it just then. We are going to go to Village Underground and we are going to party with Abby Clancy, Paul Scholfer,
Hilary Alexander.
Hilary Alexander from The Telegraph. And probably
Nikki Johnson, photographer.
Photographer Nikki Johnson. This is a bit of an offshoot, but did you see Abby Clancy on This Morning today?
I did.
Did you see her suffering from terrible wisdom tooth pain?
Oh no, I just noticed that she was talking about her children and Peter.
You read that on the Mail Online, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
You did. If you'd have read OK Online, you would have discovered that actually she was suffering from terrible toothache today, Kate Randall.
Poor Abby.
Poor Abby.
Toothache is horrible.
It really is the worst.
I hope she gets over it and can have a few wines tonight and relax.
To have your wisdom tooth out, Kate Randall, I mean...
Well, I had mine out.
Did you?
Oh, I was
I've only got two.
Well, yeah, I had mine out and I was back in work within 20 minutes.
It's not like a lunchtime, you know.
It was
a little bit of Botox. Like, surely that's a.
No, I just had it whipped out, and
really?
Then I came back to the office.
You don't just whip it out.
She did. She like put some injections on me, tapped my tooth, came out, and then I was ready to go back to the office. I thought I'd have a day off.
Were you not in immense pain?
Well, no, because they numb it.
Yeah, but the numbing wears off. Sorry, listeners, this is very boring, but I'm actually quite intrigued by this.
It's easier to have the top teeth, wisdom teeth, taken out rather than the bottom.
Interesting. Glad to know that.
Yeah.
Mine are at the top, so that's bad.
No.
Good.
Good. Good.
Interesting.
All right, let's just bore people to sleep now about wisdom
teeth. Well, we have a very big party to go to,
yes.
Kate. But to say goodbye and to say thank you for those listening, we're going to play a little ditty by our favourite man band. aren't we?
Take that.
Bit of take that.
Gary, Howard and Mark.
Just the three of them. Because the other
two... The best
two,
three. The fun three.
You think?
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for listening tonight, everyone. We have had a fabulous time speaking on basically what's been an X Factor special. You know, yes. And we're going to play a bit of Take That now. Thank you so much for joining me this evening, Kate. It's been a real pleasure.
Well, thank you, Stephen.
Whenever Lizzie has another party that she
I'll be there.
Attend, you can come and fill in.
Yes, thanks.
Here's a bit of Take That. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Bye.
Oh, I can see the future coming to you. Cry away the sadness in your eyes. And I can find a faith in days I've wasted. Been around enough to feel alive. And when the world is broken.